You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and once again, we are here for a sight loss story. This time, we are hearing from Jake, who's had quite a journey to employment and also has a passion for sport and mental health, amongst other things. We're going to find out about a lot of these things now as Jake Coles joins us. Jake, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Hubert. It's wonderful to be here.
So, can you tell us a little bit about your sight condition and kind of how you got diagnosed?
At the age of about 11 years old, I started having blurry spells of vision. And these would stay for about 10 seconds and then would disappear like nothing had happened. And going forward, I started feeling a bit dizzy in myself. One day, I took a day off school because I was not feeling the best and went to sit down and completely missed the sofa. Little did I know that my mum was going to call the doctors about me the next day because she was very, very concerned about me. But that day I didn't even make it to school. I fell into a wall and, well, basically I was whisked off to my GP ASAP. And he did what he called the drunk test on me, where you had to walk in a straight line to essentially make sure that I could do that. And I went from wall to wall to wall to wall. And he sent me for an immediate CT scan. And that showed that I had a very, very large brain tumour growing in my head. That's my diagnosis. I have a brain tumour. And that's what took my sight.
Now, that's understandably quite challenging in its own. How did you find adapting to sight loss? What did you find the most helpful to kind of adapt to kind of how your sight loss impacted you?
It was quite abrupt, my sight loss. I went from completely sighted to completely blind within about 6 weeks. And I'm a very visual learner. I know that sounds quite funny, but I am quite a visual learner. I like to visualise things in my own head. So I worked with my visual memory, you know, how to tie shoelaces, how to do up buttons and that kind of thing, just to start off with primarily. And that's how I adapted myself to start off with. Now, then obviously I received some specialist teaching about how to cook, how to clean and all that kind of thing a bit later. But I very much worked off my visual memory to do things and that kind of thing. So about getting over around my own house, around people, other people's houses that I remembered and that kind of thing. So yes.
Now, I want to talk about kind of the mental health side of things. You're very passionate about that. And also, I think your journey to employment is linked to that as well. So can you start off with kind of how you got to work where you currently work?
I got my first job through the Thomas Pocklington Trust's Get Set Progress programme. Now, it's an internship programme where it gives visually impaired people the opportunity to work, to have paid internships, where people can and do have the opportunity to work for a company, and that is all paid. And that job was with RealTam, and that job was for RealTam is a technology company primarily, and essentially it's my job to work with all of our partners and all that kind of thing. But when that ended, I very much had to start the whole process again looking for a job. And so therefore I ended up applying for a job at a local charity that works within Lincolnshire and called the Axe Trust. And the job there was to actually work with and oversee mental health cafes across the county. And I was very fortunate to do very well in the interview itself. I had to deliver 2 10-minute presentations and I got the job. So that's how I eventually got the job, but the process of getting there was very, very hard because before I got on the GSP program, I applied for over 500 jobs. I attended over 50 interviews and the message was always the same. It was always, Jake, we love you. You're so charismatic, so personable, but there was always a but the other person had more experience than you, but you came second place, and there's always a but attached to it. However, I found that seeking support from and around vision impaired charities really helped me, to tell you the truth, because that's how I encountered the GSP programme. And that's how I eventually gained my position on the employment ladder.
Now, you currently work in mental health, as you described what the ACTS Trust does. You know, what's kind of caused the passion for mental health? What's given you that inspiration?
Well, that takes me back to my diagnosis, really, because I was very, very, inspired by the care that I was giving myself. Now, obviously, with me losing my sight quite quickly, my self-esteem went to rock bottom, if I'm honest. And that's resulted in mental health issues in the interim. I saw the people that treated me as a whole during the whole process, and I was just inspired by them. And so that led me on to taking health and social care as an A level, then on to taking health and social care as a degree, and then on to taking mental health, wellbeing and resilience as a master's degree. And then it actually led me into a mental health field as a whole, finally, and that's where I am right now. So obviously it was just to gaining inspiration and empowerment from the people that actually treated me as a whole to start off with.
Now, based on your own experiences of kind of adapting to sight loss and handling all the various challenges, you know, what advice would you have for blind and partially sighted people who are quite new to sight loss and, you know, maybe struggling with it and not really sure where to start?
One thing that's always helped me is peer support. It's gaining support from people that have been through it before. And there are multiple groups on Facebook. There are multiple groups on Facebook that are there to help you, and they will generally answer any queries or questions you may have about sight loss. With, I use the word generally quite loosely there, but they will generally answer questions with no judgment, no abandon. They're generally quite helpful with those kind of things. They answer questions about technology, about, but obviously then that's only a short-term fix. Now obviously I will get in contact with your local authority as well, just to hopefully get you access to mobility training and that kind of thing. And obviously if your sight loss is rather swift or degenerative in that nature, then I couldn't speak about getting in contact with your local authority even more, because they can put you in contact with mobility instructors around your area to hopefully get you out and about a bit more, because in my opinion that is and always has been a huge part about my mental health, is getting out into nature and just being able to breathe in some fresh air every now and then.
Jake, it's excellent to hear about your journey and also how passionate you are about making a difference, especially when it comes to mental health. So great story indeed. Thank you very much, Jake Coles, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Hubert.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.